Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, I'm Blair Bathory, and this is the Something Scary Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Whether this is your first time or you're one of the brave souls who join us every week. Over the course of a lifetime, there can be many things we celebrate and many secrets we keep. Everything from small, embarrassing stories to the worst things imaginable. We all have skeletons in our closet. Some are just bigger than others. But no matter how good someone is at keeping their mouth shut, the only guarantee is taking a secret to your grave. First, a cry for help, followed by a shocking reveal, then dying of guilt. Finally, in our featured story, the truth from beyond the grave. But before we get to our stories, I just wanted to say that we would love to have you join our Patreon. We are primarily advertising dependent, but we would all like to be able to do fewer ads, and you can help make that happen by becoming a patron. Patrons get bonus episodes and access to patrons-only Discord. Most of all, you will help us keep doing all the work that we do. Visit patreon.com/snarled. So, want to hear something scary? The dead don't keep secrets. We know if walls could talk, they would whisper the dreams and tales of its inhabitants. They may also reveal all the dirty little secrets kept inside its four walls, like in this true account inspired by AJ. Diego and his mother had just moved into a new apartment. It wasn't the most glamorous place, but it was in the same school district they had managed to snag a fantastic deal. The apartment was still filled with unpacked boxes, so Diego's mother had set up a makeshift sleeping area in the hallway while Diego took the couch. That first night at around 3:30 a.m., Diego woke up to use the bathroom. As he stumbled through the darkness, still half asleep, he glanced over at his mother, expecting to see her passed out on the mattress from a long day at work. But to his surprise, instead there was a young girl in dirty clothes with short, dark hair sitting where his mom should have been. Diego's heart raced, realizing his mother was nowhere to be seen. The girl sat motionless, her gaze fixed upon the wall, when suddenly, in one swift movement, she turned her whole body to face him. Terrified, Diego sprinted towards the bathroom, desperately shutting the door behind him. For a moment, he felt a false sense of safety locked in the small room, but then thoughts of his mother came rushing into his mind. After gathering enough courage, Diego cautiously approached the hallway to see if the girl was still there. To his relief, she had vanished, and his mother was back on the mattress, peacefully asleep. He lay back on the couch, his trembling hands reaching for his phone, knowing that sleep was now out of the question. He was obviously so tired his mind was playing tricks on him, but as he fumbled with his cell, he accidentally dropped the device. As it fell, its screen illuminated the room for a split second. In a brief flash, Diego caught a sight of a shadowy figure blocking the window. Fear gripped him as he shone his bright light towards the anomaly. It was a different girl, or maybe the same. She looked like the other one, but older somehow. She was perched atop the radiator heater, right in front of the window. It looked like she was crouched, as if ready to pounce. He tried to scream, but failed, his vocal cords betraying him. Instead, he dove under his blanket and hid, hoping it was all just a nightmare. Sometime later, Diego awoke with a start, feeling a chill run down his spine. He realized a cold hand was resting upon his neck and instinctively let out a piercing scream. To his relief, it was his mother who had touched him, her face taut with concern. Diego recounted the horrifying encounter, desperately seeking solace, but she brushed it off as a bad dream. Weeks passed, and Diego and his mother began to settle into their new home. One day, he invited a couple of friends from school over to hang out. They were playing video games when a girl walked into the kitchen, politely asking for a glass of water. Diego's mother offered to bring drinks for everyone, along with the pizzas she was preparing in the oven. As she entered the living room with a tray of drinks, she scanned the area, searching for the girl. Confusion crossed her face when she couldn't find her. She asked Diego and her friends where the girl had gone, but they looked back with puzzled expressions. There was no girl playing with them. There never had been. Diego found it hard to breathe. He realized the girl he had encountered was not a figment of his imagination. She hadn't been just a dream. There was something sinister lurking in their new apartment, and now his mom had seen it too. Questions swirled through his mind. Who was this girl? What did she want? And most importantly, how could he protect himself and his mother from her haunting presence? Diego's life became consumed by fear and paranoia as he constantly searched for answers. Eventually, after many long nights, they discovered that several years prior, two sisters were murdered in the apartment. They were discovered when a neighbor noticed what looked like a body part in the window. It was the body of the older sister, trying and failing to get someone's attention. But it was too late. It was kept a secret, which is why the apartment was so cheap. The new home that had once seemed like a bargain now felt like a living nightmare. Every door slam, every curtain twitch. He wondered if it was really just the wind. Was that an animal outside in the night? Or the cries of one of the girls, their restless spirits forever in limbo? Diego knew he'd never be able to get them out of his mind, always wondering when they might appear. And most worrying of all, they seemed to be getting stronger with each passing visit. Have you ever seen someone no one else could? How did you know if they were a kind spirit or something malevolent? Did you ever try to understand what they were telling you? If you've ever had an interaction with the dead, tell us your stories by sending us an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
If you're fascinated by the darker sides of humanity, join us every week on our podcast, Serial Killers, where we go deep into notorious true crime cases. With significant research and careful analysis, we examine the psyche of a killer, their motives and targets, and law enforcement's pursuit to stop their spree. Follow Serial Killers wherever you get your podcasts and get new episodes every Monday.
Ouija boards have been used at sleepovers and parties for decades, but what can be simple, spooky fun can sometimes have shocking consequences, as in this story written by Janine Pipe. Meadow had only transferred to Asheville High a couple of months ago, but she was already a well-liked and popular senior. She was invited to all the important events and parties and had the teachers falling all over her due to her academic abilities. She really did seem to have it all. One night, she was at a small party at her buddy Kayla's house with six other seniors. Once they'd messed around playing video games and watched a scary movie, someone suggested a Ouija board. There was around 30 minutes until the pizzas they'd ordered were due, so they traipsed down into the basement, where Kayla grabbed a dusty box off the shelf and set the board up. Some of the teens were a little nervous, but mostly they just thought it would be funny to try and scare one another. Nothing really was going to happen, after all. They sat in a circle on the floor with the board in the center, nudging each other and giggling. Kayla put her fingers on the planchette and started asking questions. Was anybody there? Did they know the answers to next week's history test? Would Aiden ask her to prom? They all laughed at her as she obviously moved the pointer herself, especially to the yes space when she asked about prom. Give me that, said Aiden good-naturedly, taking the planchette from Kayla. They'd been dating since sophomore year, so of course they were going to prom. Let's ask some harder stuff. Of course, Aiden's questions were about becoming football captain and his pro sports teams. And again, he seemed to be helping the pointer to move. Hey, let Meadow have a turn, called one of the guys, Ty. Aiden held the planchette and raised his eyebrow to her. You want it? Of course she did. She wanted to join in on the fun and maybe see if she could convince Ty to ask her to prom too. She started with, is anyone there? The pointer quickly moved to yes, and she gave a nervous giggle, looking at Ty. Do you know? But before she could ask the second question, it moved off yes and began to spell something out using the letters. I am Meadow. The others laughed, while Meadow went very pale. Well, we know who you are, laughed Kayla, presuming Meadow herself was playing around when suddenly the planchette moved again without anyone touching it. I am Meadow. She is Summer. Meadow crab walked away from the board, shaking her head back and forth. No, 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 she cried. The others were looking at the board, transfixed, wondering how on earth this was happening. The planchette flew around the Ouija board, despite all of them having moved far enough away that they couldn't be doing any of it. Ask her about Meadow. The group all looked at their friend, the person they thought was Meadow, then back at the board. I am Meadow, her dead twin.
No, this can't be happening. You're dead.
And with that, the girl ran from Kayla's house, leaving the rest of them stunned and terrified. The next day, it all became clear. Meadow and Summer were identical twins. Whereas oftentimes twins try to look different, they embraced it, and even their parents sometimes struggled to tell them apart. They were, however, quite different when it came to friendships and boyfriends. Meadow was far more popular than Summer, who seemed to always be in her twin shadow. And then tragedy struck. There had been a fatal car accident and Summer had died, leaving Meadow with only minor injuries. Except it wasn't Summer who died at all. Summer was in fact the surviving twin. And in a moment that would change her life forever, she decided to become Meadow. And it worked. Any little oddities were explained away due to grief. It had been almost perfect. She just hadn't thought on ever meeting Meadow again. Have you ever had a message come through on a Ouija board? Did it scare you, or did it ask you questions? What would you do if it revealed your secrets? Holding on to a terrible secret can weigh heavily on your shoulders, and only you can decide which is worse, the burden you carry alone or the truth coming to light. Just like in this story inspired by Nick. Jackson had always been a peculiar boy. There was something about his deep, piercing eyes that sent shivers down the spines of those who looked into them for too long. His dark, unkempt hair hung over his forehead, casting a shadow that seemed to match the darkness within him. Jackson's classmates often whispered about him, gossiping about what secrets he was hiding. Little did they know just how terrible those secrets really were. In the small town of Tanglewood, nestled amidst a dense forest, rumors and stories of the supernatural were as common as the chilling winds that blew through the streets. The townsfolk whispered about the ghost, mythical creatures, and the unexplained disappearances that plagued their community over the years. Jackson lived with his parents on the outskirts of town, in a decrepit old house that looked as if it were slowly being consumed by the encroaching forest. His parents were kind, but always seemed preoccupied with their own worries. They never asked Jackson about his day, nor did they show much interest in his life. Maybe if they had. As the days grew shorter and the nights grew colder, the weight of Jackson's secret began to take a toll on him. He could feel it gnawing at his soul, consuming him from the inside out. He knew he couldn't keep it hidden any longer. One stormy night, a thunder rumbled and rain poured relentlessly. Jackson decided it was time to confront his secret head on. He ventured into the depths of the forest, his heart pounding with a mixture of fear and anticipation. The ancient trees loomed above him, their branches reaching out like skeletal fingers, beckoning him deeper into the darkness. There, he came upon the forgotten graveyard, a place long abandoned by the living. Tombstones jutted out of the overgrown grass, their inscriptions faded and illegible. Jackson's secret lay buried within this haunted ground, entwined with the lost souls that lingered there. With trembling hands, Jackson knelt beside a particularly weathered tombstone. Rainwater dripped from his hair, mingling with his tears. He took a deep breath, his voice quivering as he whispered his secret into the night. I killed someone. He finally confessed, his words carried away by the wind. I didn't mean to do it. It was a horrible accident. But I did, and I can't live with it anymore. As if in response, a mournful wail echoed through the graveyard, sending a chill down Jackson's spine. Shadows danced between the tombstones, whispering and taunting him. The weight of his secret intensified, threatening to crush him beneath its suffocating grasp. Suddenly, the ground beneath him shook, as if the very earth were convulsing in rage. Jackson stumbled backward, his eyes wide with horror. From the grave he had chosen, a skeletal hand erupted, clawing its way to the surface. A decaying corpse emerged, its empty eye sockets staring into his soul.
"You can never escape what you have done,"
the undead figure hissed, its voice a chilling rasp.
"Your secret will devour you, just like mine devoured me."
Jackson's legs gave way beneath him, and he collapsed into a damp ground. The weight of guilt and fear was too much to bear. The undead figure advanced toward him, its skeletal fingers outstretched, ready to claim him as its own. Two killers together. As the creature loomed over him, a surge of strength and determination coursed through Jackson's veins. With a scream that seemed to pierce the stormy night, he pushed himself away, scrambling to his feet. His heart pounded in his chest, urging him to run, to escape the clutches of this monster. With each step he took, the forest seemed to close in around him, its branches reaching out like skeletal arms, desperate to keep him trapped within its dark embrace. But Jackson refused to be imprisoned any longer. He ran, his legs carrying him faster than he had ever thought possible, until he burst out of the forest into the safety of the town. Gasping for breath, Jackson collapsed onto the muddy ground, his body trembling with exhaustion. The weight of his secret still clung to him, but now he knew he had to face it head on. He would seek help, share his burden with someone who could guide him through the darkness that threatened to consume him. Days turned into weeks, and weeks turned into months. Jackson sought therapy, pouring out his secret to a compassionate counselor who helped him navigate the depths of his guilt and remorse. Slowly, the weight started to lift, and he began to rebuild his life. But the shadows of the past never truly vanished. Late at night, when the wind howled and the moon hid behind a veil of clouds, Jackson could still hear the mournful wails of the undead, a reminder of the terrible secret he had held onto for far too long. It was a scar that would never fade, a constant reminder of the shadows that once resided within him. And though Jackson had found a semblance of peace, a lingering question haunted his thoughts. Would his secret continue to eat at him, or had it already claimed its final victim, the innocent boy he used to be? Can you live with secrets, or do they destroy you from the inside out? Can you keep someone else's secret? In our final story, join my co-host Stephanie as she tells the tale of a true crime case in Chicago, inspired by Sorry, and now animated over on youtube.com/snarled.
Although the dead may know the truth of what happened, the pursuit of justice ultimately rests in the hands of the living, like in this story inspired by true events. Detective Joe Stachula coughed into his handkerchief as he passed the fireman. The smell of burnt wood lingered in the air. He made his way into the bedroom, his heart sinking at the sight before him. There, lying motionless on the floor, was the lifeless body of Teresita Bassa. She had been a well-respected respiratory therapist at Edgewater Hospital in Chicago, Illinois. Joe couldn't help shaking his head in disbelief as he assessed the destroyed apartment. Deep in his thoughts, he started to think about how burning alive is one of the most terrible ways to die. The detective made a visual sweep of the rest of the room and noticed a bloody knife on the floor in the bedroom. Covering his mouth with his sleeve, he leaned in closer to inspect the body. Then he saw it, open wounds on the chest. And that's when it hit. Teresita didn't die in the fire. She had been brutally stabbed, then hidden under the mattress. As they pieced together the events of that fateful night, it became clear that the fire had not been an accident. Rather, someone had deliberately set it in an attempt to cover up this heinous crime. The motive behind the murder, however, remained a mystery. According to her co-workers, Teresita was kind, shy, and kept to herself. She was the last person one would expect to be the victim of such a violent crime. The lack of physical evidence further complicated the case. Most of it had been destroyed by the flames, which was exactly what the killer wanted. There was no prints on the knife. The only thing of interest left among the remnants was a memo that Teresita had written that read, "Get theater tickets for AS." Her family and friends were questioned, but no one could help. The investigation eventually reached a dead end, and the case went cold. 5 months had passed when events took an unexpected turn. The wife of another doctor from the hospital began experiencing vivid and terrifying nightmares. It was during one of these episodes that the woman, her name was Remy, spoke in her sleep. Her husband, Jose, awoke and leaned closer to hear what his wife was saying. Through anguished tears, she claimed to be Teresita. She said she had been murdered by her boyfriend, Alan Showery, and that they needed to go to the police. However, when Remy awoke moments later, she had no recollection of her dream. Jose dismissed the incident, not wanting to upset his wife, and rolled back over to try to get some rest. "It's just sleep talk," he thought to himself. "No need to go to the police." But the following night, the voice possessed Remy once again. She questioned why he hadn't gone to the police. This time, Jose freaked out. Why was she repeating this story? He woke Remy and questioned her. He wanted to know who Alan Showery was. But Remy had no recollection of her dreams. She had never met an Alan Showery. But something wasn't right. She insisted they go to the police. Detective Stachula sat dumbfounded, taking in all the information. Remy stood to leave, presuming he thought she was crazy. But his intuition told him that she was telling the truth. The detective delved deeper into the case, investigating Alan Showery, who lived only minutes away from Teresita. When the detective questioned the suspect, he appeared to be in a happy relationship with his girlfriend, but something about him seemed off, his eyes shifting nervously whenever he was questioned. Refusing to let go of his instincts, Stachula decided to monitor the girlfriend. It was then that he noticed something very peculiar. The jewelry she wore matched that of Teresita's. This piece of the puzzle led Stachula to confront Alan Showery once again at the station. Under the weight of the evidence against him, Showery finally confessed to the heinous crime. He had been infatuated with Teresita, having met her at the hospital, consumed by rage and jealousy, and set the fire to destroy any trace of his guilt. But because he was greedy, he had stolen some of her jewelry. Now, justice was rightfully served, and Teresita could finally rest in peace. The nightmares that had plagued Remy ceased, leaving her with a sense of closure. But one thing they all knew for certain was that the dead were there, and they were watching, waiting, and they would do all they could do to avenge their wrongful deaths.
This week's podcast stories were edited by Sarah Lukasiewicz, Janine Pipe, and Stephanie Strange. Narration by Blair Bathory and Stephanie Strange. Audio edited and mixed by Fitz Harris. Art and graphics by Irma Richardson. Produced by Anna Villalobos. Executive produced by Gail Gilman. Music by Sapphire Sandalo and Calvin Linderman. If you have a story you'd like to submit, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Don't forget to watch the video version of Something Scary over at youtube.com/snarled. And if you'd like to support the show and everything we do at Snarled, join our Patreon at patreon.com/snarled. Until next time, my spooky friends, sweet screams.
's Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.